The prophet Ezekiel was truly an amazing man. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, a look at the book of Ezekiel. He was carried to Babylon 11 years before Jerusalem was destroyed. There had been some captives taken to Babylon along with Daniel. Then 9 years later, more captives were taken, including Ezekiel. By this time, Daniel had risen to great fame in the palace. Ezekiel may have been the disciple of Jeremiah. He preached among the exiles the same things that Jeremiah was preaching in Jerusalem: the certainty of Judah's punishment for her sins. Visions and symbolic acts are characteristic of the prophet Ezekiel. That's why I say that he was truly an amazing man. Some of his symbolic actions were accompanied by the most painful personal sufferings and most bitter of sorrows. He had to go long periods of time without speaking. "And I will make thy tongue cleave to the roof of thy mouth, and thou shalt be dumb, and shalt not be to them a reprover, for they are a rebellious house." He had to lie on his side in one position for over a year, in fact, for 390 days. And then, guess what? After lying on his left side for 390 days, he had to turn over and lie on his right side for 40 days. By lying on one side, as if helplessly bound for many, many days, he symbolized the exile of the northern kingdom. Then, by lying on the other side in a similar way, he represented the remaining years of captivity for Judah. As a sign of famine, he lived on loathsome bread of mixed grains, 10 ounces of clay, and a quart of water. The bread was baked over the refuse of animals. Throughout the siege, he lay on one side with the famine diet. It meant great personal discomfort to him. In a striking symbol, by means of his hair and beard being cut off and separated into three parts, he made clear by scattering one part of the hair that a small remnant would survive whose hearts would be refined and purified. It is said of Ezekiel that he was stern and inflexible, relentlessly condemning the sins of the people. He is said to have been rigid and unyielding in his zeal for righteousness and his declaration of the truth. But it cost him something. He endured the most excruciating personal hardship and deepest personal grief. He was a man of strong personal discipline who was eager to do whatever God called on him to do, no matter what the cost. Ezekiel's faithfulness to God is one of the highlights of the book. He was commissioned as a watchman, and he faithfully discharged his duty. It was not an easy task. The captives about him were under the delusion that the power of Babylon would be broken, that the doom promised for Judah would be averted, and that they would be returned to their land. The dominant note of the book is, "They shall know that I am God." It occurs over 60 times. Other nations had been blotted out because of their abominations, but God's purpose through it all was to help his people know him.